The race for Arizona's Public Utilities Commission might as well be called the dark money drama.
This cloud has been hanging over this commission.
That's sitting Commissioner Bob Burns at a recent Arizona PBS debate.
It all starts with $3.2 million perceived to have been spent by a regulated utility to get people on the commission.
Arizona Public Service is widely believed to have made dark money contributions to support the 2014 campaigns of current commissioners Tom Farese and Doug Little. It's become the question of this campaign season and the cause celeb of Burns, who is running for re-election. He's repeatedly asked APS and its parent company Pinnacle West to disclose its political spending. So far, the company's CEO has refused. Now Burns plans to subpoena them. So where do the four other candidates in the GOP primary stand on this issue?
You can call it dark money, or you can call it free speech.
That's State Representative Rick Gray at that debate, citing the Citizens United Supreme Court decision on corporate spending.
If a company has private profits, it is up to them, as far as I'm concerned, where to spend it.
And a company should not have to reveal that information either, says Gray. He's not alone in this position. Former State Senator Al Melvin has said the same and criticized Burns for insinuating that two current commissioners are in the pocket of APS.
I think we do have regulatory capture, but it's the solar industry and him.
Indeed, Save Our Solar, which receives money from a SolarCity-backed group, has openly supported Burns with robocalls and ads.
Bob Burns is working to protect Arizona's families against big electric companies and special interests.
In response, Burns says he'd prefer the solar industry stay out of the election. But ultimately, because these are independent expenditures, he has no control. Current Commissioner Andy Tobin rounds out the Melvin Gray team. The former Speaker of the State House was appointed this year. He and other commissioners recently suspended the APS probe, saying the attorney Burns chose had questionable ties to the solar industry.
Go file your subpoena, Bob. I've said that 10 times. Go file it. Well, I'm not stopping you.
You are. You're stopping me.
Tobin also posed this question to Burns in the Arizona PBS debate.
I get it, but I'm trying to figure out, is it just because Penn West isn't reporting, or is he doesn't want the money spent?
Burns has requested that all regulated utilities voluntarily refrain from spending in the election. The final candidate, former Superior Court Judge Boyd Dunn, also does not believe APS should have to disclose.
These allegations are being made before the dais, on the dais, between the members and things of that sort, without any basis whatsoever other than the principle itself.
The Corporation Commission's powers are extensive and unique. It's a quasi-judicial agency responsible for everything from your water and power bills to securities to the future of renewable energy in Arizona. And as scandal has plagued the commission, resignations over conflicts of interest, fights over rooftop solar, and even an FBI probe into the last election, the GOP primary has become a kind of litmus test. How will these candidates restore the public's trust? It's also drawn fault lines in the conservative ranks. Take this exchange between Melvin and Burns during this month's debate.
We've got two Democrats running for these three seats who really like what they're hearing from Bob. It's like a three-man team against the four of us.
To which the former state Senate president replied,
"Here's the A-team, APS team. These guys are on APS's side."
The top three candidates will advance to the general election, where voters will decide who they want on their team. Will Stone, KJZZ News, Phoenix.